are listening to WHYY 90.9 FM. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cherry Gregg, and it's Monday, which means it's time for the Good Souls Project. It's our effort to highlight individuals serving as role models for compassion, generosity, and service. A good soul is someone who positively influences their neighborhood, community, and beyond through their time, action, talent, and dedication. And the best part, you, our listening audience, nominated the good souls from the Greater Philadelphia area that we'll highlight on the radio and online each week. Today's honoree is a man who grew a grassroots mentoring group into a nonprofit with roots throughout Delaware County.
Corey could easily be the next mayor of the city of Chester, Pennsylvania. Whether it be from the music scene to now to community, he has been a change maker, literally, like literally.
That's Saj Purple Blackwell. She's an activist and owns an internet radio station in West Philly. And the guy she says could be Chester's next mayor, well, that's Corey Long.
I see myself as a servant.
Corey is executive director of Making a Change Group, based in the city of Chester. The mid-sized nonprofit empowers youth, works with families, and connects resources to those who need them, serving about 180 people on a regular basis. But the effort began small, more than 15 years ago.
You know, I had a group of about a dozen and a half young people that I would just mentor.
He called it Team Mac for Making a Change. Why? Because Corey had made a change in his own life to get there. That sound from a mixtape created in the late 1990s by the one and only DJ Corey Ock. Yeah, that's Corey's one-time alter ego.
Either I was in music or I was, you know, involved with drugs, selling drugs.
Raised by his grandparents and a young mother, Corey grew up in Chester. And while his grandpop was a role model, he connected with the younger men on his block.
There was just drug selling right on my corner. And I grew up watching that every time I came out the house and wound up kind of idolizing it.
So Corey walked that road in his teens and 20s. That is, until the reality of street beefs, run-ins with the law, and the responsibility of a 10-year-old daughter opened Corey's eyes to what was happening in his own community.
And I saw a lot of young people just making choices because they just didn't have guidance. They just didn't have the tools to help them navigate through difficult situations. For me, their situations was not that difficult to me as a soon-to-be 30-year-old.
So he became what he needed as a youth. That was in 2004. Soon after, he began working as the violence coordinator for the city of Chester and was there when gun violence got so bad, the mayor issued a state of emergency in 2010.
You just rarely saw a broad daylight murder in the community. And that was happening. We saw like four of them in 1 week.
Corey's plan? Target young people.
A large part of preventing violence is preventative programs. And so reaching young people in after school programs and mentoring programs and getting them around other positive role models and individuals when they're 7, 8, 9, 10.
Team Mac provided recreational opportunities, safe events, family support, and connection. And fast forward, change has come. Homicides in Chester are down 63% since 2020. Corey says thanks to everyone working together, from law enforcement to neighborhood leaders.
I'm just very proud as a community that we can say it's not so many grieving mothers and grieving children that are grieving their fathers that are lost, because it's primarily African-American men that we're losing here in our community.
Very dynamic, engaging, kind, funny, personable.
That's Kim Schmookie. She nominated Corey for the Good Souls Project. She volunteers for Making a Change Group and has seen the husband and father of four in action. That's why she says Corey is a good soul.
He just emanates like love and positivity and empowerment and connection.
And Saj Purple Blackwell calls Corey a solutionary.
You have to be willing to do the action to bring forth solutions. So that is exactly, you know, who and what Corey has been.
Thank you, Corey, for putting in that good soul work. If you know someone who has performed an act of kindness, whether it be big or small, and you think they serve as an example of compassion, generosity, and service, tell us your story by nominating your person at whyy.org/goodsouls. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.